Welcome to the In Happier News podcast. I'm your host, Deanne Goodman. I scour the news each week to bring you the happy, inspiring, and positive stories in 10 minutes or less. There's plenty of negativity in the media already, and I used to be a TV news reporter and anchor obsessed with chasing those type of stories. After a life-changing string of events, I vowed to focus on the good instead. These are stories to brighten your day, and as they say in the news industry, it's all starting in 3, 2, 1. Hey there, welcome to the show. With Father's Day on Sunday, I thought I'd do some stories of dads making a difference or just positive stories that involved fathers and also other people making a huge impact on their community. There's a lot of really good content today. I want to get right into it. Our first story is about Howie Dittman, who I think deserves one of those world's best dad mugs this Father's Day. Howie has a huge heart, and he runs a volunteer group called Helping Butler County, which identifies and helps meet the needs in his community. The Pittsburgh dad heard about the group Free Mom Hugs and how they go out and give hugs at Pride parades. They were going to be at his local Pride parade. Howie told Parents.com that it just sounded like a great way to put a smile on people's faces, and he had a suspicion that dads in general aren't likely as accepting of individuals in the LGBTQ lifestyle as a mom might be. So he jumped on Amazon Prime and he ordered a Free Dad Hugs shirt. Howie wore that shirt to the parade and he hugged more than 700 people, many who he says held on and didn't want to let go. And he wrote on Facebook about a 19-year-old who was kicked out when his parents found out he was gay, and they haven't spoken to him since. He wrote, "He cried on my shoulder, sobbed, squeezed me with everything he had. I felt a tiny bit of that pain he carries with him every minute of every day. He was abandoned because of who he loves." Howie went home that day after the parade and just felt angry. So he wrote what has now become this viral Facebook post as a call to action, saying, "Parents, imagine that your child feels so lost from you that they sink into the arms of a complete stranger and sob endlessly just because that stranger is wearing a shirt offering hugs from a dad. Please don't be the parent of a child that has to shoulder that burden. I met way too many of them, all ages." Howie said he got responses to his post that included parents saying that they were those parents and they were going to reach out to their kids to make it right. Unfortunately, LGBTQ youth who come from families that have rejected them are more likely to try to attempt suicide than their peers. Thanks to people like Howie and all those amazing surrogate moms and dads who go to Pride events around the country offering free hugs. Howie also got at least 6 people who said they were going to take their lives but changed their minds because of his post. If you want to get involved with this organization, you can find your nearest chapter at freemomhugs.org. Some good news from Pampers. They're teaming up with Koala Care to install 5,000 changing tables in men's restrooms. I asked my husband if he ever had to change our baby's diaper on the floor of a men's bathroom, and he said no, but he was going to do it on the sink once, except it was wet, so he decided to go to the car instead to do the diaper change. His thought is that all family areas should have changing tables in the men's restrooms. He said no one should assume changing a diaper is a woman's job. It should be equal participation. See why I married this guy? Well, it would be great to see changing tables in all restrooms. Oddly, when we were at the airport in Honolulu about a month ago, I used the family restroom to do a diaper change, and there wasn't a changing table in there. Fortunately, I always have this portable changing pad, so I literally put it on the floor of the restroom and did the change right there on the floor. It wasn't ideal, but it worked. I want to thank Pampers for doing this initiative, and hopefully it creates a ripple effect of change in more and more restrooms. Here's a cool story out of Orlando. An amusement park employee came to the rescue after seeing a child with autism have a meltdown. Lenore Koppelman wrote in a Facebook post that her 9-year-old son Ralph is awesomely autistic. They had brought him to Universal Studios Orlando, Florida for the very first time, and he was super excited about the Spider-Man ride, which was their last stop because of how they were traveling in the park. When it finally came time to ride the ride, an operator announced it was malfunctioning and closed. Lenore and her husband knew the inevitable was coming, a full-blown meltdown. Ralph collapsed to the floor while people were trying to leave the Spider-Man ride, sobbing, screaming, rocking, hyperventilating, and truly struggling to breathe. A ride attendant named Jennifer Welchel, known by her colleagues as Mama Jen, took action. She told people who were stopping during his meltdown to please move along and also asked strangers not to take pictures. She got on the floor and laid next to Ralph, gently encouraging him to let it all out. She wasn't trained to do this. She just instinctively knew it would help to be on his level and calm him. Ralph's parents were so touched by the act of kindness that they wrote that Facebook post thanking her. It has since been liked and shared more than 100,000 times.
More positivity to come after this quick break.
Shout out to this week's sponsor, Kombucha on Tap. Kombucha on Tap delivers kegs of kombucha and cold brew coffee throughout Southern California. We have kombucha on tap at our house, and let me tell you, it is life-changing. It's naturally bubbly, low sugar and calorie, and contains live probiotics, which are really good for your digestion, immune system, and overall well-being. For those who have it at work, employers report a boost in company culture and less sick days used. If you're in the San Diego area, you can stop by Kombucha on Tap in Vista Monday through Friday to fill up growlers and taste a bunch of different flavors. Kombucha on Tap also gives back to the community through its Kombucha Cares initiative. Find out more at kombuchaontap.net or by following at Kombucha on Tap on Instagram or Facebook. Now back to the In Happier News podcast. According to Oprah Magazine, flowers can lower one's pain, anxiety, fatigue, blood pressure, and heart rate while increasing happiness. The American Society for Horticulture Science performed a study where they took 90 patients and they split them into rooms, some with plants and some without plants. And the results showed patients in the rooms with flowers had a huge positive impact to their health. I'd say that's enough justification to go buy yourself some fresh flowers. Or give them to people in your life who could use a pick-me-up. I'm curious, do you buy flowers for your home? For a while, I used to buy them every time I went to the grocery store, but it's been a while since I've done that. Let me know if you're a fresh flowers in the home type of person and if you think it makes a difference in how you feel. In Iowa, an alternative high school geared towards junior and senior high school students who are at risk of dropping out of traditional schools is offering a really unique way for students to get credit for PE. According to Good News Network, instead of running laps or participating in a sport, they can do yard work for senior citizens or the disabled. What a perfect way to do some cardio and give back. And finally, I love when you guys submit your stories of giving back and doing good. This week, we're spotlighting Rachel Arbuckle. I had the pleasure of meeting Rachel a couple weeks ago and learned that she is giving her dad the ultimate Father's Day gift this year, her kidney. Rachel says her dad is the healthiest and most active 75-year-old she knows, yet he was still facing a waitlist of up to 7 years for a much-needed kidney. Rachel immediately offered hers, and her dad said, "Thank you, but no, you're not giving me your kidney." And despite being adopted, and likely not being a match for her dad, Rachel went through with the testing and got the call that defied the odds. She was a match. Rachel says in her blog, "Since the moment I entered my parents' lives, even before I was officially adopted, my dad and mom never looked or treated me any differently from their biological children that would come some years after my arrival. Having the opportunity to give my dad a kidney and save his life is a gift for me as much as it is for him." You can read her full story on her website, 2000paces.com, and learn more about her photo organizing business as well. Way to go, Rachel. In a few weeks when you do the surgery, don't forget to surround yourself and your dad with lots of flowers so it can help reduce the pain. Are you doing anything special for Father's Day, or do you have a positive story to share? Connect with me at inhappiernews.com, or you can also reach out on Instagram or Facebook under Deanne Goodman. That's all the time we have. Links to all these stories are in the show notes. And don't forget to put a nice rating and review because that helps others find this podcast. Thank you so much for helping spread positivity, and you'll get a whole new dose of it next week.